Come, all that are weary, all that are carrying burdens so heavy.
Jesus will give us rest.
Come, take what Jesus has to offer, love, forgiveness, and grace.
Christ will give us peace.
Come, find rest and learn from Jesus.
For our Savior will give us rest in our souls.
Come, let us worship our God.
Let us follow our Savior who leads us into life.
We turn to you for healing, O God. Heal us, heal our nation, and heal this land from the pandemic. Give us the strength to fall on our knees and lay our petitions at your feet as we worship you this day. Grant us the courage to reach out our hands and touch the hem of your robe that we may be made well. By your power, flow into our bodies and soothe our minds and spirits as we place our faith in you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This time, let us pray Independence Day prayer responsively. O Lord, our governor, bless the leaders of our land, that we may be a people at peace among ourselves and a blessing to other nations of the earth.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
To the President and members of the Cabinet, to governors of states, mayors of cities, and to all in administrative authority, grant wisdom and grace in the exercise of their duties.
Give grace to your servants, O Lord.
To senators and representatives and those who make our laws in states, cities, and towns, give courage, wisdom, and foresight to provide for the needs of all our people and to fulfill our obligations in the community of nations.
Give grace to your servants, O Lord.
To judges and officers of our courts, give understanding and integrity that human rights may be safeguarded and justice served.
Give grace to your servants, O Lord.
And finally, teach our people to rely on your strength and to accept their responsibilities to their fellow citizens, that they may elect trustworthy leaders and make wise decisions for the well-being of our society, that we may serve you faithfully in our generation and honor your holy name.
For yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Amen.
It is time to announce the sad news that our family is going to move to Northern Virginia during coming week. Let us thank God for the wonderful time we had with this family, Melissa, Mari, Lexi, and Brian. We deeply thank them for their dedication and service at the Centenary Church. And let's pray for them to continue to serve as ministers of God's love at their new church. Now, let's begin an order of farewell together. After that, the farewell greeting from Mari and Melissa will be followed. The church is a family, united by the common recognition of Jesus Christ as our Savior. We are all brothers and sisters, and for a time, Centenary United Methodist Church is our home. Like every human family, our church family is formed and reformed over time, as members are born, as they die, as members are adopted into our family, and as they leave our congregation for a new home in a different place. For a time, our family have lived with us. We have shared with each other good times and bad. We have shared each other's joys and sorrows. We have lightened each other's heavy loads. Together we have laughed and cried. Together we have worshiped and praised God. Together we have lived.
We feel sorrow in your leaving, yet we rejoice with you in anticipation of this new phase of your life. We will miss your love and support, yet we know you will add much to the lives of those who will be your new church family, as you have added much to our lives.
We will pray for you and for the whole family of God. Let us pray. O God, you are the strength and the protector of your people. We humbly place in your hands our family of this congregation who are about to leave us. Keep and preserve them, O Lord, in all health and safety, both of body and soul, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ. Our prayers go with you. Amen.
How do you say goodbye to your church? Well, you don't. We won't. We'll just say see you later, as we know we'll be back from time to time. We know we'll continue to call and text and email so many of you, because the day we first walked through Centenary's doors 16 years ago, we knew this was our home. And it has been the center of our lives in Lynchburg ever since. Thank you for welcoming us and including us. Thank you for praying for children for us and then accepting Lexi and Brian into the church family with big, wide, open arms. Thank you for priceless friendships. Each one of you has blessed us in special and unique ways that we will never forget. Boy, that old hymn is so true. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. And without a doubt, we know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. God bless you all.
It's been a long time since we made a fateful wrong turn on Boonesboro Road and ended up at Centenary UMC instead of Boonesboro UMC over 16 years ago. Many of you have heard the story of how we came to find Centenary, but even more of you have become family to us over the years. I remember celebrating Centenary's bicentennial with you and playing Sonny and Cher in the church musical. As you may recall, I was Sonny and Marty was Cher. I remember campouts at Jellystone, VBSs, lots of VBSs, mission trips to Sager Brown, and lots of New Year's and Super Bowl parties at our house. But I most remember how you lovingly opened your arms to welcome our two amazing children into our church family and provided them love and shelter in the storm that is growing up in the 21st century. I remember the day they were baptized here and the day they were confirmed. It meant so much when Pastor Doug and so many others helped us celebrate our daughter's Hispanic heritage through her quinceanera last year. Thank you for your hospitality, for your friendship, for your love. We will miss you all so much when we are gone, but you will never be forgotten because you are our family. Which makes sense, because the reason we stopped looking for a church after finding Centenary 16 years ago is because we knew after that first day, we were home.